You're filing a flight plan, departure time, 1300 Zulu. You've said it 1000 times. But have you ever stopped and asked yourself, why Zulu? Why not just say UTC, I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Today we're pulling back the curtain on a word so common in aviation that most of us never think about where it came from. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. All right, Zulu time, here's what you need to know. The world is divided into 25 time zones. The military, going back decades, assigned each one a letter from the NATO phonetic alphabet. The prime meridian, 0 degrees longitude, running through Greenwich, England, that zone got the letter Z. And in the phonetic alphabet, Z is Zulu. That's it. That's the origin. Zulu is simply the phonetic designation for the time zone at zero longitude. Now, why does aviation use it instead of just saying Coordinated Universal Time, or UTC? Two reasons, and both of them matter when you're talking on a frequency with controllers and pilots from 6 different countries. First, brevity. On the radio, every syllable counts. Saying 1300 Zulu is faster and cleaner than saying 1300 UTC, and it's far less ambiguous than saying 1 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. In a world where miscommunication kills people, short and unmistakable wins every time. Second, standardization. The NATO phonetic alphabet already exists in every cockpit and every control tower on the planet. Alpha, Bravo, Charlie. Pilots already think in this language. Using Zulu for the time reference slot fits seamlessly into the communication framework we're already trained on. It's not jargon for the sake of jargon, it's system design. And here's where it gets interesting for the history crowd. The phonetic time zone system predates modern aviation radio. The military was using letter designations for time zones as far back as World War I, when International Civil Aviation formalized its procedures through what became the International Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO. They inherited this system because it already worked. It had already been tested under the most demanding communication conditions imaginable, combat. So the full picture is this. Every time zone has a letter. Alpha is UTC plus 1. Bravo is UTC plus 2. All the way through the alphabet, if you're flying in the eastern United States, you're in Romeo time during standard time. The West Coast is uniform, but for flight planning, for weather observations, for NOTAMs, everyone converts to Zulu because it eliminates confusion. A METAR issued at 1753 Zulu means the same thing, whether you're reading it in Tokyo, London, or Topeka. This affects you if you've ever been confused about why your electronic flight bag shows 2 different times, or if you've ever busted a TFR because you misread the effective time. Zulu exists specifically so that a pilot in any time zone, crossing any number of time zone boundaries, has one single reference clock. No daylight saving changes, no local time math. One clock, worldwide, always. The headline doesn't tell the whole story on this one. The word Zulu isn't just pilot slang. It's a piece of a much larger system, the NATO phonetic time zone system, that was designed to keep people alive when clarity is the difference between a successful mission and a disaster. Every word in aviation communication exists for a reason, and usually that reason is written in someone's blood. That story comes to us via simple flying. Good reminder that the things we say without thinking in this profession almost always have a deeper purpose than we give them credit for. Find more at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Fly precisely.